This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Munch Madness is presented by Factor. Mitch, eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes.
Wags, when I want to eat easy-to-prepare, delicious meals, you know what factors into my diet?
What's that?
Factor.
You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long.
What are you
waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals.
Wags, Factor has two-minute meals. Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. Pancakes, smoothies, and more. Discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more.
You said pancake smoothies. I was like, I'm in. And then you added more. I was like, are you kidding me?
Now we're getting out of control.
No prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. Flexible for your schedule. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime.
Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, premium options with no cooking required. And sign up and save. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. And Wags,
Munch Madness is presented by Factor.
So what more reason do you need to try Factor?
Head to factormeals.com/doughboys50 and use code doughboys50 to get 50% off. That's code doughboys50 at factormeals.com/doughboys50 to get 50% off.
Thank you, Factor. We love you.
Thank you for presenting Munch Madness.
Thank you for presenting Munch Madness. We love you.
Is a slider worth the trouble leaving home and journeying miles through the night? If you're stoned and have the munchies, as Harold and Kumar are, the answer is clearly yes. This excerpt from the late Roger Ebert's positive review of a stoner comedy starring John Cho and Cal Penn as the titular famished marijuana enthusiasts, and the crucial third title role went not to an actor, but to a restaurant, an iconic Midwest hamburger sandwich joint founded in Wichita, Kansas in 1921. The greasy but generally wholesome eatery, widely recognized as the world's first fast food burger chain, heavily weighed the pros and cons of an association with buds who like bud, but ultimately gave permission to the filmmakers to use their brand in the title, while another candidate, Krispy Kreme, balked when approached. And ultimately, the chain granting permission to be prominently featured in the raunchy hard R comedy was a masterstroke, as the fast food franchise would become a part of a film franchise when two sequels were greenlit, resulting in nearly a decade's worth of free marketing for the staid brand. Known for its compact burgers, sold by the stack, engineered with practical considerations to optimize kitchen efficiency, square patties to maximize space on the flat top, each patty with 5 Swiss cheese holes to expedite cooking. The burgers are relics from the early days of fast food, when food quality was sacrificed for efficiency. In fact, some even consider the frozen versions available in supermarkets superior to its in-store fare. And so this house of sliders, already a part of food history, became a part of film history, as well as a fixation for those who enjoy the sticky icky. This week on Doughboys, Mitch and Weiger go to White Castle.
Come on, go, it's the Doughboys! Come on, Doughboys! Doughboys!
Thank you.
Welcome to Doughboys Live. How you doing, New York? Guys, we got a great show. My name is Nick Weiger.
And before we go any further, this week's roast is courtesy of at Ryan Effing Awesome. Let me introduce my co-host, Foodie Giuliani, the Spoon Man Mike Mitchell!
Yeah.
What's up, New York?
Oh, boy.
Up. I feel so weird. I don't want to sit here.
Move your fucking
chair
over.
I don't
want to
make our guests sit here either. I'm just sitting here like a fucking lump of shit at the end of the table.
There's room. Move the chair over. Mitch is, so for people listening, Mitch is way out on the wing on the side of the table. Do what I'm doing and sort of put yourself in the corner. Just wedge that. No, don't take that one. Our guest needs to sit there.
Why?
We're not going to make our guest sit way out on there on the flank. Just take that one and nudge that seat over. There you go. And scoot that seat over more. You're fine.
You're like putting your crotch around the table?
You got to straddle the corner. That's all you can do.
Ugh.
Who was here for the first show? Make some noise.
Why did you come back?
Yeah. Should have quit while you were behind. We have no energy. Mitch, how are you feeling right now? You hanging in there?
No.
I've noticed you're wearing a White Castle hat.
That's right.
Perhaps tipping your hand as to your view, although we'll find out in a bit.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll see.
Emma has already texted me, drop, drop, drop.
That's right, you forgot in the first show, and you also forgot in the four prior shows we did on this tour to play your drop.
I got it. I'm not going to forget it this time, but I'm not going to do it right now. So we'll wait a minute. We'll see what happens. I'll say howdy ho on my own time.
We'll get to the fucking things you want us to do. Stop yelling for us to do them. We'll do them.
It's
things
we
do.
Howdy ho to Spoon Nation. Michael Williams gave me this hat, and he's from White Castle. Is that right, Michael Williams? Yes, I am.
You sounded embarrassed.
Yeah.
What if we give it a bad score? My score's going up. I like the White Castle people.
I like how chilly is. Yeah, I mean, we're going to be honest, because the Doughboys can't be bought.
I certainly can be. Michael... Just text me a number and I'll give that thing five forks, baby. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Mitch. Some of our classic early show banter. Saying hello to each other.
You get to go to... Oh, they're going to be so mad. You get to go to Boston, my hometown, tomorrow. But tonight we're in the greatest city in the world. Till tomorrow when I make the fun of you fucking assholes. But tonight, Philly is the one who sucks.
Mitch, I told you this before the show, and I didn't mention it on another on our earlier episode. We had the great Jamel Bowie to review Kava. That episode will be out in our feed soon.
Yeah.
But I was too embarrassed to tell this.
Bad career move by him to be
bad
on the
career
show.
Move for him. But I was a, but you know, as far as I can tell, for New York Times columnists, it's impossible to get fired for that job, so.
Wow.
He'll be okay. I went to, of all the chains that I thought I might have some sort of bathroom emergency in that we've been eating at, caught off guard by Kava.
That's right.
The healthy bowl place. And I not only had an emergency BM there.
So much grosser than even you saying I took a shit there.
This is how we should start a food podcast, right?
You clogged the toilet.
I clogged the toilet at Kava. Let me say this.
What were you doing in there?
Look, let me say this. I MacGyvered that shit. I didn't mean to literally say shit. There was not a plunger in the bathroom, but there was a toilet brush. And I said, this can serve as a makeshift plunger in a pinch, and it kind of worked.
That's vile.
Why is that so gross? What do you think it's doing in a bowl?
What?
What do you think that toilet brush is doing there?
What
do you think
it's coming in contact with? Breaker upper?
So I should have just like left it in there for one of these poor underpaid service workers to deal with? No, I got to clean
up my
own
mess. Don't try to turn it on me like that, you piece of shit.
I did my best with the tools at my disposal. And I was able to get, after a few minutes of doing, I was able to get a flush. And a clean bowl, and I left, and it was like no crime had ever been committed.
What were you eating that made your shit so sticky and cement-like?
Probably everything on this tour. Any of the meals we've had.
Yeah. I was trying to get a self-fillet joke in there, but fuck it.
Like digested cum turns into a solid stool?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what I was trying to say. This is dirty off the top.
This is fucking gross. But you know, perhaps appropriate for this week's chain.
He's kidding, Michael. Should I play a little drop? What?
Should I not have told that? Now I feel self-conscious about telling it.
No, you definitely shouldn't have told it.
Okay. Sorry, everyone. Go ahead, Mitch.
How to Spoon Nation once again. Emma, hit him with a little drop, please.
I'll put my hands up on some chips. When I dip, you dip, we dip. You put my hands up on some chips. When you dip, I dip, we dip. I'll put my hands up on some chips. When I dip, you dip, we dip.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy.
What the fuck? You didn't like that?
I was disappointed in you, I gotta say.
No one likes that song.
No one liked it. Mitch, I love your rendition of The Dip from the Halal Guys episode with Dave Schilling, so I had to add your version, blah, blah, blah. You don't believe Dave and Nick. You can't believe that Dave and Nick shit on it like that, especially Nick, a man with a penchant for song parodies.
Here's what happened, and I told you this afterwards.
Keep that oven temp at 450. It's a shout out to me liking oven
fries.
It's
an oven fry thing. That was a lot of fun.
That's not true.
Here's what happened. You did that. And the reason I froze up and had like a weird reaction is because literally at the same time, and this was a weird we're not so different, you and I sort of thing. At the same time, I had been working on I've been writing for a pilot that of course did not go. And I had written a fucking dip chip parody of The Dip into a script. From several weeks ago, I showed that script to you afterwards.
I
showed
you a screenshot of it. I still don't believe it. I think you wrote that script up quick.
No, I didn't. It was like a thing. I was like, holy shit, you stumbled upon this thing. You ad-libbed this thing that I had written up previously.
Yeah, all your hard work comes to me easy. Just improvise that shit, you dumb fuck.
If only you had the energy to actually type something out on a computer. Imagine what you could do.
The keys are hard to push in.
Mitch, should we get our guests out here?
Hell yeah.
Oh,
this is going to be a wild episode.
Chaos is about to unfold. First up, from the Birthday Boys and the Sloppy Boys, give it up for Mike Hanford!
Yeah. He did The Dip. Wait, what is that called?
That's The Dab. I don't think that's
The Dip. Dab.
He dabbed.
Liger told me that would be cool to do, and I think he was right.
It was very cool. I really liked
before,
it.
Before, I hate to slow the show down.
No, please.
A bit of housekeeping. You guys you never settled what you wanted for dinner after this? People in the back want to know.
Wait, they want to know? This is a legit question?
It was never really figured out because it was kind of hectic.
I don't think we need to put in a food order right from the stage.
I have an order. More White Castle.
Whoa.
Our next guest is from Netflix's Love and the great Don't Stop or We'll Die. Give it up for Paul Ross!
Martha loves mambo. Mama loves mambo. Get him sway with it. Get him so gay with it. Shot no lay with it. Wow. Papa loves mambo.
Papa loves mambo.
Mama loves mambo.
Paul just did a little dance, and Paul, I love you, but it's against the spirit of Doughboys to be that entertaining.
Apologies.
And finally, from SNL and Big Mouth, please welcome Fran Gillespie!
Yeah.
Wow!
Hello! Kind of a drummer. I don't know if you saw.
I saw it.
I loved it.
That rhythm.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was cool. You were drumming. You came in.
Yeah.
Did you learn that from a rock and roll music video?
Yeah, quite a few.
Neat.
I just want to say full disclaimer. I'm kind of struggling right now.
Is that related to what we had?
Yeah, it is. It's moving through my body at a rapid pace.
Right.
It laid dormant for 2 hours, but guess what?
You said to us at the restaurant today that you've been pescatarian mostly for the last year.
Yes.
Jesus
Christ.
Actually, this is honestly...
It's like going straight to fentanyl.
I was like, I don't drink. Heroin, please. Yeah, it's like when Mormons butt fuck. They're like, no, not till we're married, just in the butt. Not cheating.
Just to be clear, at the White Castle, Mormons were butt fucking, right?
It's an interesting feature. We're just kind of going at it.
You went in the wrong bathroom.
Who's had White Castle before? This was my first visit to an actual restaurant.
Wow.
I'd never been. They don't have them out in California.
I have only had the White Castle frozen burgers before.
Wow. Which are good. Those are good. Hanford?
I've never been. I have had the frozen ones, and the times I've had them, the buns have been as soggy as the ones I had today. But we'll get into that in a little bit, I'm sure. I'm sure we'll work our way around to that.
This was my first time at a White Castle institution.
Really? As someone from Iowa, I would think they'd be out there. They're not really?
No. I remember when I first saw Wayne's World. You know, it's a representation of Illinois.
Right.
And I'm just a stone's throw away from Iowa. And I thought, this isn't my culture. I don't know these White Castles that they speak of. I don't think they ever entered, correct me, any Des Moinians. But I feel like it's never really fully come into Iowa.
Interesting.
Yeah, so this was my... I have had the frozen ones.
Mm. Woo! And I'm from Illinois, and I have had White Castle several times, and I've even had White Castle at the White Castle we ate at today in Sunnyside, Queens.
Wow.
Woo! Well, I'll tell you this. I have been there several times, and I was keeping it under my hat so it could be a live reaction.
Whoa.
From us?
Oh, my God. I don't want you faking like, whoa, interesting. You heard it before, you dipshit. No, this is real. You know when you first start dating someone and you don't want them to know you use the bathroom?
Yes, I do, actually.
Are there three girls in the audience? Come on. Yeah. It's mostly a girl thing, so maybe not your crowd. But so when you first start dating someone, you want to cover up that you use a bathroom. Uh-huh. And I was dating someone that lived in Queens who had a car. And so I'd be like, we should stop for White Castle on the way home. I'm going to take a shit before I get to his house.
Oh. At that White Castle?
Yes.
I went in that bathroom, and that was a grim scene. And I hadn't even done anything yet.
You went in there, so you didn't get anything. You just used the bathroom.
No. You pretend that you're hungry for something, so that you're like, as long as we're here, I might as well use the bathroom.
Oh, my God. They didn't have any hamburgers left. So I went to the bathroom.
So I had used the bathroom there several times.
It makes place. Yeah, it makes sense why this specific location was called the Brown Castle.
I think that's on their cleaning crew.
You're booing my joke? It was an excellent joke, you fools. Brown Castle, shit.
All right.
I won them back with my these New Yorkers just didn't get it.
Yeah, they're definitely not as sharp as people from Los Angeles.
Boo! Oh, shit.
Do you guys like sliders? Because I will just say this. I come from a baseline of slider hatred.
As a Jerry O'Connell fan, I love it.
Yeah.
As a what?
A Jerry O'Connell fan?
You know his twin pretended to go missing for attention? Like 2 years ago? Jerry O'Connell's twin pretended to go missing for attention.
That's crazy.
I'm not kidding. It was like he's...
Barry O'Donnell?
Yes, his twin had a different last name. That's how twins work. You kind of just like mix the letters up. Yeah. No, his twin was like, I'm missing. But
that's insane.
Come he tweeted find it me. Out.
What?
He tweeted out, I'm missing?
Yeah, how do you declare yourself missing? How does that scam work?
I'm about to be missing.
Yeah, sliders are bad, but mostly because the bun takes over.
Yes, I agree. Like that's what I like about a proper burg is that I got a lot of patty. A slider's all
bun. What's wrong with sliders? They're fun.
No.
They slide right down your throat. You can snake them up.
Snake them?
Yeah.
Well, show us what snake. Come on. You can't
snake
sit
there. Woo!
Mitch is getting down in a snake-like position.
Snake! 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 Snake!
What happened?
Perfect.
Oh, you listening at home, you should have bought tickets. That was funny. Mitch did some
there's just
funny
no way to
stuff.
Describe.
Now it's like listening to an episode of Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
You don't get the full effect when you just listen to the bean.
Okay, let's not go down another Bean Man tangent. For those of you who heard the first show, we talked a lot about a fictional character named Bean Man. A
lot of bean talk. Mitch is still lying on the ground. After
I think he's asleep.
What Mitch did was...
Is he just dead? Are you dead?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
You sat in the chair. It was classic. He sat in the chair backwards to be cool. And then, ironically, the opposite of cool happened. You fell backwards.
You know, as I'm older and heavier, falling on the stage hurts quite a bit.
Yes, yeah.
And he's still on the floor. The bit has become a reality. And he needs help, turning it into a bit that it is hard to stand up.
You mock me now, but it will happen to one of you before the night's over.
Will fall?
One of you will fall over your chair, I'm saying.
No, we won't.
Yeah, it'll happen to you.
I expected the podcast to kill one or both of us, but I was thinking like coronary blockage or suicide. Not a pratfall.
How am I so out of breath from the pratfall?
I know.
You know, you guys are going to Epstein. Like, you're going to be hung, but Mitch did it.
So just doing the last two podcasts, I don't want to keep on bringing up the other one. Do you guys always bring up Epstein's like stuff? Is that the new theme of the...
Weiger's been torn up about it since it happened. He's alive, Mitch. I'm telling you, he's alive.
And we're going to find him.
Let's keep Dad out of this. You're a slider fan. Is anyone else a slider fan? Anyone else on the panel into sliders?
Did we just change the subject to baseball?
We're still on fast food.
Okay, we're still on fast food.
But if you want to give your opinion on sliders, the pitch, I mean, I'm welcome. I'll hear it.
I hate them.
Oh, wow.
You hate people who slide in baseball?
That's right. You should be running.
Wait, so you're talking...
I agree.
No, run. Run everywhere.
Okay, so you said slider in a different baseball form than I thought. Because I thought you were talking about the kind of pitch, like throwing a slider.
Oh, that's interesting. I hate those too, but I was talking about... The base, what do you call them? The base
when you're sliding into the bases.
Base runners.
Like when you're sliding into first and you feel a sudden burst diarrhea. That kind of slide.
What an appropriate poem for this episode. Yeah.
You know what?
Why don't you tell them what team you're a fan of from the baseball world?
Oh, I should say because of where we are?
Yes.
The Yankees!
Wow.
I'm also more of a Dodgers fan.
Wait, people are booing the Yankees?
Are the Yankees not from New York?
Mets.
The Mets.
Who likes the New York Mets?
Wow.
Honestly,
wow.
I gotta say, it is so canon that Doughboys fans are Mets fans.
I guess so.
That's very true. Fran, that's too accurate.
Stick up for yourself, audience.
That's how it goes.
Do you guys just like the podcast because Mitch's head reminds you of Mr. Met?
I saw how excited you were down there, you piece of shit.
Not as many stitches on your
Have you guys ever... Crave Case?
Crave Case?
Yes.
Wait, is that what we got?
No.
No.
Believe me, no. A Crave Case is 20 of the same slider.
Oh,
excuse me,
30.
Sir? Wow.
If there are any men in the audience who want to correct the one woman on the panel, please just do that as loudly as you want.
Hey, I'm with him. She was wrong.
When you're a girl who orders a Crave Case, they only give you 20. And it only costs 66% of what a regular Crave Case would cost.
Can I just say that the falling over stuff, all of that was whatever, but I put my hand through the chair. It really did hurt quite a bit.
Are you okay?
That looked tough.
Yeah, when my hand went through the chair, it hurt quite a bit.
Yeah, you really committed to it.
I did. I was barely moving.
I don't want to concern anybody, Mitch, but you're bleeding a bright green goo.
Avert eyes from green goo.
What? What on earth?
What?
What did you say, Mitch?
What, green glue?
I was trying to be an alien.
Oh, got it.
I said, avert your eyes from green goo.
Let's just say...
Edward got it?
Mitch,
I got it. I just didn't understand
Mitch
what you said.
Mitch is the funniest person.
No.
Anything he says that comes out of his mouth is gold. So when it dies, yeah, boy.
I'll tell you when it dies, when he tries. You only laugh when he's not trying to.
I want to start with Rust here, because on a previous episode, I feel like we talked about our meal, and I know you went separately, and so I want to give you the opportunity to start things off with White Castle. You went on your own.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Nick. You don't have to do that.
No, I mean, you don't have to. If you want to pass, you can pass.
No, I just feel like the kid who was like, I'm not going to go to the birthday party to hang out with my mom shouldn't get to talk first. You guys had a party? You had a good time?
It wasn't a party, Paul.
Why don't I hear... Can we do this?
I respect the kid who hung out with his mom. That's sweet.
Yeah, that's fun.
I get to hang out with mother tomorrow.
Well, I'll take you up on it. Yes. I went to a White Castle by myself, yes.
Which White Castle did you go to?
I went to the one in Bushwick.
Okay.
Yeah!
Wow.
I want to get granular on this. Are you guys cheering for Bushwick, the neighborhood, or you choose cheering for that Bushwick area, White Castle? So it sounds like people like that White Castle, that's maybe a good one.
Are you cheering for your mom because she birthed you or because she loves you?
Or because you think she's hot.
What do you think that was, Nick? Do you think people lived in the neighborhood or it was a combination?
I think it was a combo, but I did hear some very loud people, some vociferous folks in the crowd talk about how they like that White Castle location.
Yeah, I liked the neighborhood was great. And
right.
I went in and it felt, it was really nice. Everybody was very friendly.
Now, there used to be a White Castle at the Graham L Stop that was very popular.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Very popular, and it was closed down. But it was like a full staple in that neighborhood. So I bet Bushwick is maybe the closest to in that entire region.
Got it.
That might be, yeah. I think so, yeah.
So you go there.
Hey, Everett, how are you doing over here?
I'm doing good. I'm just excited to hear about where this one White Castle was and where...
That's not a dig. It's a joint effort between the two of us.
And Wagner told me before the episode not to speak until spoken to, so I don't want to.
Wow.
I don't want to upset him.
Yeah, what did he say? Daddy rules all?
Yeah. And then I said, well, why are you wearing the diaper? And he then said, Daddy wears the cloth too. And I just like, I don't know. I've lost track of what we're doing.
Daddy wears the cloth.
Don't change the subject until the cock shifts, I believe is what you said. So the four of us have to like focus on his dick. So when it moves in his pants, we change the subject.
I mean, it's crazy.
Which is already weird.
Right. And I'm not quite sure why it's shifting.
Why is it shifting, Nick?
Things got a mind of its own.
Snake!
Weiger should do a snake
with his dick.
I would hurt no. I would. I've been pimped into doing physical bits at Doughboys live shows, and it hurts my back so bad. I'm not gonna do it. I'm sorry.
What was your least favorite of the?
My
physical?
Least favorite was receiving a stone cold stunner from Mitch, which I did on two occasions.
That hurt.
Yeah, because the way you have to sell the stone cold stunner, which also I'm bad at. But the way you had to
sell it.
Like it my L5-S1 disc injury got aggravated. I didn't enjoy it. It was bad.
I think I'm good at the stunner, and I think that should be a warning to everyone on the audience to not fuck with me.
I think you're good at the stunner, but like a lot of wrestling moves, it benefits from having an opponent who knows what they're doing, and I don't. And I have a bad back. So no, I'm not going to be doing the snake. But...
Dad's mad.
Daddy, indeed.
We're quiet until we get there.
Look, hosting this podcast is the closest I'll be to being a father. I have weak seed.
As far as you know, there might be little Weigers running around.
Who knows? Not with my motility. So you go to this Bushwick location. What is the
Handy
vibe
Smurf
inside?
Is my son.
What's that?
Handy Smurf is my son.
Handy Smurf is your son.
I've done enough fucking. And I found out recently my son is Handy Smurf.
Wow.
Okay.
Amazing.
Hey.
Pretty cool,
it's
I good. Thought. I
it's
thought
very
that was
cool.
Pretty cool.
What a reveal. What is the vibe at the Bushwick White Castle? Is it clean? What's it like?
Yeah.
Would you let
Paul out of jail?
It was clean. No, I went up and I ordered and then I was asked if I'd want to order food for others and I said yes. And it was great.
What the hell do you mean you were asked if you want to order food for others?
They tricked you into buying food for everyone?
Paul, the story
I've
you just told.
I've been to restaurants 2,000 times and never have I been asked, would you like to buy food for others? I've never heard that in my life. life.
Well, I think you didn't go to this restaurant.
Others? What are you talking about?
You know, earlier, when we went to the previous place.
Yeah. Yes. Jen.
I was upset that there wasn't a tip cup.
Yeah, they actually, Sion Famous Foods is a thing we did not talk about in our previous show, but they are very, like, they say, they have signs posted, like, the gratuity is included, do not add gratuity. Like, that's, like, part of their business model, so. Mm.
Well, I'm sorry, my heart is just too damn big.
Boo! Big as fuck.
Pain me.
So you bought food for homeless people at the Bushwick White Castle. He's so nervous to just say he bought food for... Was it homeless people that wanted food from you?
Somebody came up to me and said, will you buy me food? And I said, yes. And then I was like, well, I didn't get to give a tip at the last place, so this is paying it forward. Okay. I'm a little Haley Joel. Nice.
No! Boo me! Fucking boo me! No!
Wow, they took you up on that. That's insane.
Thank you.
The full beating around the Bushwick, if you will, to say that it was a homeless person, you got to just say it was a homeless guy, not like a man who was maybe there because maybe didn't have a nice mail was received at.
Well, I didn't want to say this, but the man was Jeffrey Epstein.
Wow.
Wow. Confirmed
alive.
He
was a little hungry. He said, can I have something for my throat?
And his idea was a slider? It's going to help with his broken hyoid bone?
I hate the last 10 minutes.
Mitch, did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? You know, before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about 10 subscriptions. I could not believe it when they showed me I was paying for more than 15 subscriptions each and every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forgot about.
Wow. Wags, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Doughboys Patreon, the Doughboys Double, bye-bye.
Mitch, I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you themselves, Wags.
Wow. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
Wow.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/doughboys.
Do it. Today's episode of Doughboys is brought to you by Helix. Wags, I've had a Helix mattress now for 6 years, maybe 7 years.
Wow.
It's been a while. It was pre-pandemic, I know that much.
Man.
I know. And you know what? My sleep has greatly improved. I love my Helix mattress. It's like a cloud. Wally and Irma sleep in there together. They love it. They don't want to leave the bed.
Cute.
I don't want to leave the bed. Probably bad for you. You know what? Anytime I'm late here, blame it on Helix.
Wow.
I'm sleeping away.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10- to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, Wags, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. Models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions. Plus, enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night, which is a problem for me. I heat up.
Problem for me, too. And if your spine needs some extra TLC, they got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design, combining individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on top. It's the perfect combination of comfort and support.
Wags, I took the Helix sleep quiz and I was matched with a Moonlight Luxe mattress because I wanted something that felt nice and soft, just like me.
Wow. And not only is the mattress the best you've ever slept on, but the setup was fast and easy, as you were telling me. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box and straight to your door for free.
You know what? Ross Kimball helped me set it up. Good guy, Ross.
Shout out to Ross. Plus, Helix mattresses all come with a 10 or 15 year warranty, depending on the model.
And now Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/doughboys and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Helix Partner 20.
Hey, Mitch, this ever happened to you? You walk into a store, and you're like, oh, I'm going to get myself a bottle of wine. But what the hell do I get?
Wags, it happens to me all the time. I get wine anxiety. I don't know what the hell to do.
That's why I love our next sponsor, Naked Wines. Naked Wines is a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get a box of the market's best quality wines however often you'd like for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores.
How do they do it? Naked Wines connects winemakers and wine drinkers directly, allowing for vineyard-to-your-door delivery at up to 60% off what you would pay in store. By cutting out the traditional retail middlemen, costs, and markups, winemakers can pass those savings on to you without skimping on quality.
As a result, you'll get exclusive access to hundreds of top-quality, award-winning wines at huge savings, making Naked Wines perfect for any type of wine drinker.
Wags, I got sent a box of Naked Wines, and you know what? It was delightful. I had a few people over the Oscars. I was popping reds, popping whites. Everyone was satisfied.
Yeah, you know, they sent over a Chablis, they sent over a nice Burgundy, they sent over a Chardonnay, sent over a Cab Franc, they were all winners for me. Me, I personally like the Cab Sauvignon they sent over. The wine is so good, and it's such a good deal.
They told me they were sending over a Burgundy, and I said, uh-oh. You ever see Anchorman?
Yeah, you worried it was Ron Burgundy, but no, it was the wine. Naked Wines has been around for over 10 years and funds over 90 independent winemakers. With no commitments or membership fees, you can enjoy Naked Wines hassle-free. And the best part, every bottle is a passion product from an independent winemaker, so you are literally making an independent winemaker's dream come true.
Wow. So head to nakedwines.com/doughboys and click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website and put in doughboys for both the code and password to get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included.
That's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. That's nakedwines.com/doughboys and use the code and password doughboys and grab 6 bottles for just $39.99.
One last time, that's nakedwines.com/doughboys, code and password doughboys for $100 off your first 6 bottles. Do it.
What did you order then for yourself?
Oh, I ordered a slider and some fries.
What? A single slider?
That was the reaction of the cashier.
They're literally this big.
I said, I'll have a slider and fries. He went, a slider? Yeah. And then the homeless guy came in to be like, and 2 cheeseburgers to help me out. Like, this guy isn't such a wimp.
So you changed your order to 2 sliders with cheese?
A slider with 2 cheeseburgers and fries.
Oh, got it. Okay. So you got the default regular slider, which doesn't come with cheese.
Right.
Got it. That one is and I'll read the description because I think this is their signature item.
Please.
100% beef, steam grilled on a bed of onions and served with a slice of pickle on her signature bun. So yeah, it's really just onions and pickles, and I believe ketchup by default. Right? Am I
if
wrong?
If you say...
Oh, you have to specify ketchup.
Yes.
Got it.
No, there was no ketchup.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, the plot thickens.
Did we add ketchup? Is that what happened?
We were dipping in ketchup.
We were dipping in ketchup. That's what happened. Okay.
And we opened up one of the sliders, and there was one small pickle in it. It was just one.
Yeah, I don't know where that pickle came from.
All this talk, hashtag FOMO. Come on, guys.
I know. It's a popular hashtag.
I wish I was there.
No, you had your new buddy, Paul.
My daughter.
Is your daughter homeless?
What if I saw my daughter coming up to me asking for lunch as a homeless man asking for food? It's like, yeah, sure. Nice guy.
Can I ask you this, Paul, as a father, would you feed your daughter White Castle?
Mm. Wow. As the very first thing she'd ever eat.
The umbilical cord has been cut. She's handed to you, and you have a hot slider in your hand.
She's yet to nurse.
Her eyes are barely opened.
I actually nursed her when she came out.
Wow.
And some White Castle sliders came out of my tit. Oh, the body's gross. No, it's a miracle.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean,
you didn't miss out on much, friend. You said that Nick and I looked like tired dads at the restaurant.
We were
is that
very,
true?
Very tired.
They rolled up looking insane. Both of them are in, like, for how old you guys are, I would say, I mean, there's no other way to describe them as pajamas. You guys are wearing, like, yes, clothes that are not for grown men to wear out of the house. And they're both just kind of like, we're tired.
They probably look, explained that they're both grumpy.
Oh, yeah, we're grumpy. Don't, we're tired.
The grumpy bear, they said to us.
Hey, but at least we changed to more appropriate outfits before we got on stage.
Nick, the sequin top hat is really doing well for you.
I mean, we both look like
Black
shit.
Black tie podcast.
We look very bad, and we felt very bad, and we kind of got a second wind later, but it was not related to what we were eating. I think that meal made me feel worse, for sure.
Yeah.
We're very tired, and we're very grumpy. That was like the nadir of the tour so far, us going into that.
Yeah,
White Castle.
Us meeting up with Hanford and Friend was the worst part of the tour.
I don't mean that.
That's what you said, you fool.
I mean, that's what our mental state was when we walked in there.
I still got soggy jeans because of the rain. My jeans are still soggy because of the rain. It's the rain's fault, not my fault.
The rain made you come?
The rain didn't make me come. It's so beautiful when the rain comes. When it's raining, it's so beautiful and you just fucking...
Dr. Freud, we got another one for you.
He locks people away, Dr. Freud?
I'm not sure.
I came after the rain happened.
Right.
I came in my pants, it's sticky, whatever.
Whatever.
I'm tired, okay?
It was truly a hellish trip. It was raining, and it was the hour that kids in Queens get out of school.
Right.
School. It was a hellish trip, I would say. 7 train out there.
Yeah.
But we got...
It was weird because Weiger was wearing a backpack and a spinny hat.
Trying to blend in. It was a kind of a chaotic scene on the train. Also, I think the U.S. Open is going on right now. You mentioned in the same borough, and so that was crazy. But we went to the Sunnyside location, as I mentioned. The first thing that the
Weiger was waiting at the train stop. He's like, I'm really great at homework, you know, just telling kids who pass by. I'm like a homework whiz.
The first human interaction we had inside the restaurant was a listener recognized us. It was very nice. I don't know if he's here
tonight. Yeah, is he here?
Is that guy here?
Oh, he is there.
What was your name? Oh, we didn't get your name. Matt, yeah. Lovely to meet you.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Matt, thanks for being here, dude. Don't ever do that shit again.
Matt said, Matt approached us, and I think before, I mean, obviously before introducing himself, just said, don't get the clam strips, they're gross.
That's true.
And we followed his advice.
We did follow your advice, Matt.
We might be in the hospital now if we got those clam strips.
Who knows, yeah.
I don't know, the chicken rings might put me there. The night's a puppy.
So here's what our order, and that included the chicken rings that Fran just mentioned. We got the Castle Pack 8, which includes 10 sliders, a sack of 20 chicken rings, which I just feel like are an abomination. Just on site, the idea of taking chicken, a factory farm chicken, lived its entire life in a cage in the dark, and then it's killed, and its meat is ground into goop, and then it's shaped into a ring.
First of all,
that's fucking hell.
That sounds like a dream come true to me.
Seriously, if somebody was like, hey man, after you die, you get turned into a ring and bring nourishment to others, I'd be like, right on.
Yeah. And I like the dark. I'd like to live in a little dark. Oh, the poor chickens.
Yeah.
I felt bad halfway through the chickens.
And it also comes with a sack of fries. And we got
sack.
They call it a sack. Me copying the copy pasting the menu.
You could have just said some fries. You didn't have to say sack.
It says sack of fries on the menu.
That's like what Santa brings toys in.
And we got half of the sliders with American cheese and half of the sliders au naturel. So we got 5 and 5. The chicken rings come with, I think they come with some ranch, or did we ask for the ranch? I can't remember.
We asked for ranch. I asked for lots of sauces.
They needed a sauce, because by themselves, I mean, it's that's true of nuggets, too, though. Chicken nuggets need a sauce.
Yes.
But the ranch helped, and the marinara, which we had for another item, also helped wake those chicken rings up a little bit. I'll just say, like, I feel like that chicken meat was so low quality.
I mean, you need a sauce. It's so fucking dry. You need something to lubricate it to get it down your throat.
Jesus. Snake, snake. Snake, snake.
Wait,
snake.
I'm not going to do the snake. I don't want to re-injure my back.
We also got mozzarella sticks. Did you say that?
We got mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
I like that.
Those were good.
They were good.
When I was walking up to the theater, I saw on the marquee, the Doughboys sold out. And I was like, far from it. You guys, you don't take...
Original, no prisoners.
Yeah, you don't take one gift certificate
no,
from anybody, right?
No, you don't take one White Castle hat.
Did it come in a bag with free sliders? Yes, it did. And will I use those? Yes, I will. I'll use the free slider gift cards. I'm sorry. Why is the one who says we can't be bought? I think we can be bought.
Well, I only brought it up because I think there's a rep from White Castle in the audience tonight.
There is. Mitch shouted him out earlier.
And we've said terrible things.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're trying to be honest
no,
here.
No, no, no. I like the honesty. It reminds me, I saw Saw.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, sure. Now that's a funny sentence.
On the opening night... on the opening night of Saw at the Chinese Theater, and Carrie Elwes was given a performance that everybody in the audience was laughing at, and the audience was all having a good time. We're laughing at that guy. He's so shitty right now. Yeah. And then we walked out of the theater, and the entire team at Lionsgate, who was like, let's go out and see Saw tonight, they were in the audience while we were laughing. So that's...
How did you know the team from Lionsgate was there?
You know. You know.
There was you feel it. When the gate's there, yeah, you feel it.
There was a lion there standing next to a gate. And
right.
We put two and two together.
Did you see Jigsaw? Was he upset?
He was upset, and he taught me a little lesson or two.
Oh, boy. I will say that the audience may have been laughing, but Lionsgate was laughing all the way to the bank. 7 sequels. That franchise is a horror juggernaut.
Wow. You almost lost your voice there.
I did. It was so impassioned.
I should have said this right after you said the bank. Yeah, the blood bank.
That's good. What did you think of the chicken rings? Did you like them?
I thought they were very, very dry.
Yeah, they're super
and
dry.
And I thought that it was an onion ring when I bit into it and was surprised that it was chicken.
An onion ring?
It's super disorienting.
They were teeny as fuck. You think this is the size of an onion?
Fran, I have seen some small onion rings in my day.
I like it, Fran. How about my thoughts on the chicken
I want to hear them.
Chicken rings. I thought they were fun.
It's because you have the hat on.
That's right. And I hope to one day put one on my bride's finger.
Lube it up with some ranch dressing and slip it on his finger.
You want to do that to Fran Drescher? She's not going to like that. She's a high-class lady.
Oh, she's in the audience.
Sorry, Miss Brescher. I mean Drescher. I call her Fran Brescher. I want to say, contra the chicken rings, the original sliders and the sliders with cheese, although honestly I might prefer the original even though I love dairy. I'm a dairy dude. I think the...
No. You know, he's no.
I'm a dairy dude.
No. He's not the dairy dude.
Dairy dude.
Dairy. That's the dairy dude.
No, he's not the dairy dude.
Meme. 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 Meme.
Meme.
Meme. Meme. Meme. The new meme is dairy dude.
He's a dairy dude.
Dude.
Dairy.
Dude. Dairy dude.
That's meme. Insane.
Meme. Meme.
Rolls right off the tongue. We all like saying it. Oh, Paul, just spit in my hair.
Well, stop making me laugh so much, Fran.
Fran, you have feeling in your hair?
You Franiac? I'm a dairy dude. I like dairy.
No. Yeah, baby.
I like it dairy much. Oh, there you turn on me now. I did like it dairy much.
Dairy dude sucks. I hate dairy dude.
The combo of the bun, even though I don't love sliders, it just like kind of is so fucking, there's something delectable about how mushy it is. Like you just bite into it. And it's like biting into an ice cream sandwich.
No!
Just sort of like it's sort
do
of
you
like
ball it up in your hands like that?
All right, I'm sorry. For my subpar space work. It's yes. Like this imaginary slider.
That's better.
Weiger's got big hands. I do got big hands.
Can you palm a basketball?
I never quite palm a basketball, no.
Boo!
Sorry.
Can you palm a pee?
Does it hurt when you slap someone?
I mean,
yes. Fran, don't ask that. You heard it at the last show.
Have any of you guys like ever open hand slap somebody like hard?
You know what? I've been having this experience like two or three times.
Yeah.
That I've been living in New York the last month. When you walk by somebody and inadvertently your hand slams really hard against somebody else's hand.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, I love walking by someone and then, like, you're walking quickly and maybe you're, like, fingers tingle. And then you kind of, like, it was almost like you were going to hold hands. And then it's always like, no.
Oh, that's nice.
That's why if I'm walking on the streets in this town, my hands go inside my shirt.
Yeah. Right.
Inside my pants, just one for the balls, one for the shafto. That's how Hanford walks down the street in New York.
And I'm not bumping into people's hands.
Yeah, you can't blame him. Well, the worst is a crowded subway feeling, whatever, something dig into your back. Who gives a fuck?
Oh, boy, that's right. Jesus.
Hey, this podcast's fun. No, keep telling your subway story.
We're talking about the subway restaurant, right?
You think those Jared charges are bullshit, right?
We rode the subway with you today. It was fun.
It was fun. We had a lovely time.
Unmemorable for me.
What?
Well, you're a big choo-choo train.
I love the choo-choo. I had a great time. I've been riding the train. I've been in Hog Heaven. Rode the train at the D.C. Metro. Rode the New York City subway. I'm having a great time.
Train.
Rode the train between these cities.
We've had fun on the tour. It's fun.
Some of the highlights of my tour have been sitting on the train playing the Dragon Quest XI demo on the Switch. I love it.
I alternate between if you guys are an old married couple or like a mother-child relationship.
Who's the mom in this situation? Because I want to know who's nursing who.
I got the titties, my friend.
I feel
but
like
I got the milk.
You guys seem like...
Dairy dude's got the milk.
You seem like... Yeah. you seem like brothers that lost your parents at a young age. Like the... Like the daughters from Mama who are like in the woods and it's like and then the like Jessica Chastain is like, oh look, we have to take care of these kids. And they both kind of have a language but don't like each other. You seem like, yeah. You seem like both your parents died when you were like 9 and 7.
I agree, Fran, with that, but at the same time they also act sometimes like people have never met each other before.
That's true.
They play both sides of that very well.
I really did like that original slider. Did anyone else like it? For your first ever visit at White Castle, what do you think of that slider?
What?
With or without cheese?
What he said?
What are you talking about?
See? Never met.
What are we doing here?
Subject of the podcast.
Oh, you were talking about the sliders?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, they were good. I liked them with cheese and without cheese.
They're both good. Thank you. We're on the same page.
God, why do you do this?
How do I do what?
I don't know. Just become like an electrician or something. Become anything else.
That's what I want to do. I don't want to be doing this.
Then don't do it anymore. You're torturing these people.
They're here.
Drive a train. It's your dream.
Oh, my God.
Drive a train?
I'm sorry. My friend who's having a stroke meant to say conduct a train.
Conduct a train. Your great-great-grandfather walked in front of one. You walked behind the wheel.
That's true.
Is that true?
Yeah, my great-great-grandfather committed suicide by train. Hanford...
And the crowd shouted, no! This is true.
A crowd full of people. He stepped off a train platform. A crowd full of people collectively shouted, no! And tried to stop him. And a slow-moving train pulling into a station rolled over him. And he died slowly.
And the whole time he was going, I like this!
Yeah, it was. They did the autopsy. He was rock hard.
I know I'm just a guest and I probably can't make this call, but edit point on that.
He had a pet snake, too. He told me this the other day.
I did have a pet snake. We don't need to dig into that.
Damien! He died because he was full of shit.
That's right.
Scales!
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 La 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 la. You asked. Who cares? You asked.
Hanford, did you like the slider?
The regular plain slider, probably my best one of the bunch.
Your favorite of the bunch. And Fran, how about you?
I think so.
No. My
no?
bun was wet. It was stuck to the container. Mm. No.
I guess. The gray soggy bun was probably not my favorite, but the meat inside.
The bun was fucking gross.
Why are you so hard on gray? Gray's not that bad.
I think as a color for food, it's unappealing.
I like gray.
What's a good gray
you
food?
You like gray buns and you cannot lie.
What is a good gray food?
A good gray food.
Oatmeal, maybe?
That's
yeah.
kind of beige. Brown to me.
Kind of brown or beige.
A good gray food.
Good gray food.
Are grapes gray? They start out kind of sounding like they're going to be gray. But then you see one and they're not.
Well,
that
the
good.
Answer's no, Hannah.
Yeah, not on that
grapes
one.
Grapes are green.
I guess they're not that.
I'll say, and this is kind of a loophole, but I'll say like kind of old guac. Because you can usually...
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
You can usually...
I have one.
You can usually salvage it by scraping off that top layer. That's
I have
all
a gray for all of you. And you'll be amazed. Tuna fish in a tuna fish sandwich
that's
is gray.
Right. Yes.
It's deliciously is. Gray. If it comes pinkish, I send it back. I tell them to gray it up, please.
You're the McCarthy of tuna fish. Get those pinkos out of here.
We got 6 menu items from White Castle, and I can't believe how little we've talked about them.
You
we got the surf
believe?
And turf, Weiger.
We got the surf.
Yeah, cut to the surf and turf.
Can we talk about something real quick?
Yes, please.
Did you guys know, I couldn't hear your introduction exactly. White Castle is loosely based on the movie White Palace.
Is that true?
With Susan Sarandon.
What do you mean it's based on a movie?
It was based on a book.
Right.
They wanted to call the book White Castle. They wanted to call the movie White Castle.
Mm-hmm.
White Castle said, this book and movie is too steamy.
Got it.
We don't want the sex-related stuff in the confines of our establishment. So they changed it to White Palace.
What did you guys think of the slider?
It's difficult to talk to you, Paul, because I can't tell what is a lie.
What, are you talking to the orange buffoon?
Yay!
You got some...
I will say the fries were a highlight.
Yes!
The crinkle cut fries are good.
Yes!
The crinkle fries.
Crinkle cut is the way to go.
Love the fries.
We got the chicken and waffle sliders, the impossible sliders with cheese, and the surf and turf, which you mentioned. What did you think of all of those, Mitch?
Surf and turf was bad. I'm sorry, Michael.
Absolutely putrid. Those were disgusting. It's got both the Alaska Pollock plus a beef patty with cheese in the same sandwich.
Two beef patties.
They should not offer it. It's dare food. It's disgusting. And the individual bite I had of just the fish, because I wanted to see, it was like, is it all of it coming together that's making it weird, or is it the fish? And that was the worst bite, just having some of the fish patty.
There was an audible groan in the when you mentioned eating the fish that
way.
Yeah, the first thing I ate was a bite of that. I think that set me off into a bad track.
Truly awful. Truly bad.
The White Castle guy's here. He came to a beauty pageant to see his daughter get booed by everybody.
He's just a hat salesman.
I liked the surf and turf thing.
I will say, the Impossible Sliders are good. Impossible Meat is good. They came plain, which was maybe a kitchen mistake. That's fine. But
no,
the Impossible Meat is good.
Mine had cheese on it. I had cheese on mine, I think.
Did she say plain?
The thicker one?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like that.
Yeah, I like the one. I like the Impossible Slider.
The Impossible Sliders were great.
The Chicken and Waffle Slider, which has a little bit of gravy on it and has bacon crumbles, and it's between two Belgian waffles.
You added the bacon crumbles. I was there for that.
No, it comes with it.
She said bacon crumbles. You said bacon crumbles at one point.
He pulled a can of bacon bits out of his sock.
I want the one with the bacon. I said I want the one with the bacon crumbles because that was what it said on the menu.
That was my favorite thing, I gotta say.
Those were good. I like that one.
The Belgian waffle? Give me a break. That's good. Did I like the way the bacon crumbles look? No. I think that we should just not look at the food and you guys should just eat the food because I think that there is something about the way it looks that informs how you feel like it will taste.
Sure.
So I think
we have to put like a blindfold on and eat it?
Yeah.
All right.
I guess we could, next time we go, stand at the ordering counter and put the blindfolds on, put our chins on the counter, and they just slide them into our faces.
That's why it's called a slider.
Are you describing the butter face of foods?
Have you guys ever watched this type of, I think it's just a type of porn called bait bus?
Bait?
So this is a fascinating
Jesus
thing
Christ.
That I... Our buddy Mano told me about, and I watched it, and I was like, I love this just as like a work of art. And so,
but
what
I'm
is,
still going to jack off to it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
What so is it?
What the bait bus is that it's like a... You're aware of, you know what the bang bus is. We all know what the bang bus is.
Yeah, we all know, but if someone didn't know because they don't watch a ton of porn, so we can tell her.
The bang bus is like, the idea is they pick up a woman on the street. It's all fake, but they pick up a woman on the street and then they like take her in the bang bus and then they have sex with her in the bus. So the bait bus is similar. They pick up a guy on the street and they come him on, and they take him on and they put a blindfold on him and they have a sexy woman on there. And they're like, she's gonna, hey, do you want her to give you a dome? And the guy's like, yeah. Cause you know, he's like a supposed to be a straight guy. And he starts, and they put the blindfold on him. And then a guy comes out and starts sucking him off. And then I watched a bunch of these, and every time.
God.
Hold on, folks. He was going to say every time, yes, yes.
It's such a specific formula because, yeah. Like, at some point during the act, the guy's blindfold comes off and he's just like, oh, dude, what the fuck? I'm getting my dick sucked by a guy. And then they're like, we'll give you $100 if you let him finish. And he's like, oh, God, I guess. And then he, like, reluctantly has sex with a man. It's so great.
So a man pays someone $100 to be able to suck his dick?
Yeah, that's what
yeah, realistic. Please let me suck your dick.
So Weiger, when you're watching these and Natalie comes over, you're like, this is research.
I need things to talk about on the podcast.
I'm writing an intro for my White Castle episode.
When he gets a subscription, it can be on his corporate card.
Speaking of White Castle, did you hear Nathan Fillion bought the entire enterprise?
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah,
wow.
It's true.
That's amazing.
It's true. He felt like it was his namesake.
That makes sense. As the star of the show.
Yes.
Yes.
And the color of his skin.
He is a white man who is the star of ABC's Castle, yes. Guys, I think we're at the point in the show where we should give our final thoughts on White Castle.
What? It feels like we've been up here 10 minutes.
Nathan Fillion is waiting off stage right now. And it's very hard for him to get to do things.
So you've all done the podcast before. You know the drill. We'll go down the line. Give your closing arguments in favor of or in opposition to White Castle, and then conclude with a fork score from 0 to 5 forks. Fran Gillespie, seated to my left.
I'm first?
You don't have to go first. Do you want to pass?
I'd love to.
Fran is going first. Go ahead.
When I first went to the castle, you know it was quite tasty.
Sing your song from the green room.
I messed up. What was it? What was it?
Buns on the...
Oh, yeah. You got the bun on the outside, burger in the in-between.
Patty.
Unlike any other burger.
Okay, crinkle fries. That's a. That's a plus for me. All the other food, honestly, from the time it hit the bottom of my stomach, it's been truly coming out like frozen yogurt.
Vanilla frozen.
Vanilla.
I was in a cab with a friend, and I was like, the cab needs to pull over now. And so that, let me see, I don't love. But moving on. It provided me with the bathroom when I needed one and is a safe space for people of all creeds and makeups. So
why are you looking at me?
Yeah, Mitch will make this less problematic.
Honestly,
love the band Creed.
It's just I have a soft spot in my heart for White Castle. When you know, I was living in the Midwest and had a driver's license, we went there almost every weekend. So for that, I gotta give it two forks.
Two forks for Fran Gillespie.
You got so sentimental and then gave it two forks.
Well, the food sucks, and truly, it's not even diarrhea. It's like a full poop that won't stop.
God.
All right, Russ, man, go ahead.
Oh, man, of course, five forks.
He just wants a free hat.
Hanford.
You know, Nick, this wasn't my best outing. I had some food I'd never had before. I like the idea of White Castle. I think it's fun, the little burgers. You order them as a big group, like 20 burgers, that's fun. You go out with your friends, I get that.
30 burgers!
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, that person was very quiet when I messed up. Interesting. It just
let's relitigate 2016.
The crinkle cuts were good. I agree with that. The little patty I had on the plain burger was good. The score I want to give it, I'm not going to give it because I will be booed.
Be honest.
Do it.
I had fun with my friends at this place. With the four of us went, it was a lot of fun. I'm giving it a one.
1 4 for Mike Hanford.
Wow.
All right, Mitch, wearing your White Castle hat.
Sorry.
Let's see what you think.
Burped.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Come on, Harold.
This tour is really...
Let's hear it, Kumar.
Whoa, okay. Cal Penn is in Sunnyside.
We were in Sunnyside.
Wow. Sunnyside.
That's crazy.
We doubled down.
You guys
on Cal
are wrong.
Penn
Sunnyside's a show on NBC that's not out yet, but it's coming.
Oh, right.
What? But that's, I don't still think they recognize it. It wasn't, I looked it up, it wasn't the one from the movie, though. No, it's not.
You're saying it's in New Jersey?
Cherry Hill, New Jersey?
Okay, got it.
All right.
If Harold and Kumar went to White Castle, there should be a post-credit scene where they're just on the toilet.
Right.
For a long period of time.
With as crazy as that movie was, I bet there is.
I think White Castle is also fun. It's a fun place. Where else can you get sliders? There's no other place that gives you sliders.
That's right.
There's no drive-through sliders.
That's right.
I like that. It's a fun... Sliders are fun. I like getting a lot of them. It makes me feel giant-like that I can throw burgers up in the air and eat them.
I've seen you.
I did do that. You guys weren't paying attention. I threw burgers in the air and I caught them in my mouth and ate them.
I've seen you do that with a Big Mac, but you didn't do that today. All right, low blow.
Low blow, that's what Weiger was talking about.
Brand!
Woo!
Here's the one thing.
It was a baritone blowing up.
Here's the deal. Cows and fish should not mix. You've never seen a cow and a fish as friends or hanging out.
They're not in the same cages at zoos.
They're not in the same cages at zoos.
You know how you go to a zoo and there's cows there?
Yeah. And a cage of a fish.
This is why we go to the zoo.
It's a farm zoo. Shut up. You know what would be fun?
Farms have zoos, too.
Has anyone else ever thought about sucking on a cow's udder? It would be fun.
Of course people have thought of that.
Yeah, people... I'm sure that's how milk was discovered.
Oh, Tom Green, he did do it.
Oh, that's true, he did do it.
Weiger sucked his dick, that guy yelled out.
I sucked Tom Green's dick?
So Weiger suck Tom so Green's confused. Dick?
I heard Nick Weiger suck Tom Green's dick.
Yeah, wow. And it was really prolonged and unfunny.
My mouth is on your dick. You were saying that to him.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
I didn't like it even.
It was like, we get it. You're putting his mouth on his dick. We get it. Oh, you're doing it a 12th and 13th time? Yeah, okay.
Yes, that's right. Rip into the man who's doing so well right now. Let's double down on Tom Green. Him on his high horse. You have more money than him, maybe?
I'm sorry, Tom Green.
I did not mean to bring Tom Green into this. I did it's not because know that Weiger sucked his dick.
For the listener at home, I'm wearing a green t-shirt. It probably got him thinking about
it. That is true.
That may have been what put it in your
head. I say what I see.
Yeah.
Cows and fish should not be together. They should be separated.
Right.
It's not right. They shouldn't be in one sandwich together.
This is the Boston coming out.
Don't clap.
That's funny.
Fish shouldn't be with cows. Last time I checked,
this ought to be a real
Christ one. Met King Herod.
That was the last time you checked?
Can you guys, everyone here, help me out with something real quick? Am I dreaming?
All right.
Yes.
I like the sliders. I like the impossible sliders. The chicken rings are fun.
Yeah.
The crinkle cuts are fun. Ooh. Sit with my friends at the White Castle is fun. They made a fun movie about Harold and Kumar. Yeah.
Are you Wesley Willis? I went to the White Castle with my friends. It was fun.
I am gonna go 3.5 forks.
Wow.
Whoa.
I liked it.
Wow.
This is a dream.
I'll eat those sliders all day long. What's wrong with the sliders?
The sliders are good. And pros, sliders, both with cheese and without. Even though I'm a dairy dude, I like them without. The fries are great.
This.
The fries are a highlight. And I think if I'd grown up with these fries, these would be my favorite fries. Because I didn't, I have affection for different fries. But these fries are good. Chicken rings are gross. And I think it's just gross that they even exist. The serving turf is awful. It's just like so fucking gross. It's one of the grossest.
Hold on a second. Michael, are you still here? Michael? You're here? No, don't bring him up. No, leave him alone, sir.
Don't pull that man.
You're a good man. Thank you.
We love you.
We can see him.
I was worried you'd respond with a single gunshot.
Do you... Towards the stage. Who would he take out?
We love you.
It's got 3.5 and 5 forks. Weiger, you can put it under the positive side.
Chicken rings are gross. The serving turf is awful. Impossible sliders are pretty good. Chicken and waffle sliders are fun. The mozzarella sticks are pretty good. I feel like this place is, if this was, for me, I think of the gross place that I love is Jack in the Box. It's on the West Coast, and thank you, yes. And I know it's disgusting. I know it's awful. I know if I took someone who'd never eaten there as a kid, as an adult, and they had it for the first time, they'd be like, what the fuck is this place? But because I have some nostalgic connection to it, to me, that's a 5-fork restaurant. I might feel like that about White Castle if I'd grown up with it. However, I didn't. And as someone encountering this for the first time as a grown-ass man, I feel like I can't go any higher than right down the middle, which for me is 3 forks. 3 forks for White Castle.
Wow.
Guys, that was our review of White Castle. It's time for a segment. You brought us some food. We're going to open our mouths and eat it, and then open our mouths and tell you our hot takes. It's the Snacker Whack Snack Stack. Woo!
Wow.
Snacker Whack. Oh, no.
No.
Yusong has brought out a big box of bags of food that you guys have brought out here. So here's what we're going to do. We did this in the first show. I'm going to take this box and pass it down the line. Everyone take out one snack that you want to try, and that will be something that the whole panel will taste test.
The box does count, we said last show.
You can eat the box if you want.
Man, I'm...
Yeah, you definitely can eat box.
Fran!
All right, Fran, that is enough.
That might be 12-2, but we don't go blue.
No, you can look at it.
Take the box. He's handing the box.
You've never done the snack stack before? I'm so sick
and
tired.
Don't say it like that. Honestly. I was saying to Paul earlier that eating White Castle has given my BO a different scent. Like when you smell your own pit and you're like, that's me? You know what I mean? I imagine it's what it's like if you masturbate with your like non-dominant hand. You're kind of like, who?
Can I tell you something? I've been noticing that scent all night long.
With you?
Are you flirting with me?
Fran's or yours?
It was a joke because it was White Castle said. Where's the Korean barbecue chips? Moving on.
I've got these.
Nick, there was Korean
that
barbecue chips.
That was just a glimpse into you on Christmas morning.
Where's this? Come on.
Oh, I don't like looking at him looking in the box. Look at the face. Look at the face.
After commenting on his mother's body odor.
So time is at a premium here. We should get into our audience questions while we're taste testing these. It's time to open up the feedback.
There was Korean barbecue chips and they're gone.
Yeah, it's a different audience. Those were for the first show.
I want the Korean barbecue chips from the last one.
Yeah, it was a different audience.
I don't know what to tell you. They're probably backstage.
Mom!
So, Emma...
Oh, no, I'll choose fucking Fritos.
Emma, who's the first person...
Who the fuck brought Fritos?
Jesus Christ. Emma, who's the first audience member who has a question they've submitted?
I got TJ Kaczynski.
And then who's up after TJ?
After, I got Dylan Gonzalez on deck.
Call me crazy, but the combination of Tostitos pizza rolls and mustard is super delicious, despite any immediate flavor aversion. So what are your guys' strangest, most favorite food combinations?
This is a great question.
That almost gave me ASMR because it was
TJ.
So whispery.
Thank you.
What did he say?
I don't know.
That was like a short story. Those are the kind of questions you're going to get in New York. Thoughtful, you like hearing them.
Oh, that's bullshit. These people are fools.
Yeah, right. Questions in LA. What's your favorite color chip?
We'll get some good questions in Boston tomorrow, baby. Oh, fuck you.
I once went to a Q&A with the author, not personally I went with him, I went to observe it, a Q&A in L.A. with Jonathan Franzen, the author.
Yeah.
And then the first question for the Q&A was somebody went, I mean, when you're writing a book, don't you just go, oh, this could make a great movie? Such a bad representation. Shut up.
That rules.
I went to a Q&A once. In Long Beach when I was a kid. I went to see a screening of The Lost Boys, which was directed by Joel Schumacher. He was involved in some way. I like that movie. And it was a Joel Schumacher Q&A afterwards. And so my friend brought his friend, who I'd never met. I met that night. And he was like kind of like a weird guy, and he stood up during the Q&A, and the question he asked Joel Schumacher was, "Did you direct Goonies?"
A legitimate question.
And did he
Google it?
Schumacher was very nice, and he replied that. I did not, but that was a wonderful picture. Very diplomatic.
Schumacher.
What a prince.
Like, that was a really good story. The second best thing I liked about that story was, now that we have the house lights up, looking at the audience, seeing who's laughing and having fun, and who is checked out. Not because of the story, because it's midnight.
Is the back it's fucking late as shit, and you're watching.
Is the back section having fun?
Yeah!
Wow. Making the front section look like shit.
Okay, we got to address this question. Weirdest combination of... things that go together that don't seem like they should go together.
To be fair, I'm checked out too. Go ahead.
Look, we're all checked out. We're just going to power through this.
I've never felt more alive.
You know, this is a thing that I think is known about where it's not like, this isn't a weird thing, but I am one of those people who loves like, I take that shake and I got some fries, I'll dip them them fries in that shake.
Especially Wendy's.
You absolutely, 100%.
That's a weak-ass answer.
What do you got?
One fish patty and two burger patties on a slider. You don't think they work, but they work perfectly.
So I had these Minions Despicable Me treats from Dr. Nick. Thank you very much. Love to see my buddy Stewart on the packaging.
He's not your friend.
I think this was, I can't quite tell what this is supposed to, it says ingredients, hawthorn sugar, jujube, maltose, and salt. I can't quite tell what this is supposed to taste like. It's just sort of like generically sweet, maybe a little bit raisiny, but I think it's pretty good. It's like a wafery sort of texture to it.
Send them down.
Anyone else got an answer of a weird food combination?
Yeah, I like, Cheez-Its and orange juice together.
Oh.
Whoa.
Only orange foods?
That's right. It's my orange. I call it the orange go-round. Because when I eat them, I spit around because I love it so much. Which right. I would do for you now here on stage, but I'm checked out.
All right, Emma, who's our next questioner?
Dylan Gonzalez.
Where's Dylan at? And then who's on after Dylan?
I don't know if I like these.
We got Liz Zarovsky.
Raise your hand, Liz. Where's Liz at?
She's gone.
Okay. Liz is gone.
Where is Liz at?
Oh, she's up there? Okay, got it. What do you guys think of any of those other snacks you've tasted? Let us know what you got and how it tastes.
I'm going to give a whack to these, Wagger. I don't like them.
Right.
I'm going to give whack, too. They're really dry.
Yeah, they're gross.
They're very dry.
It honestly tastes like food for dogs.
I got some chocolate covered almonds here. I thought
you
they were
boring
candy.
Fuck.
I wanted to try chocolate and almonds.
It beats Cheez-Its and Fritos that are in the. Who brought Cheez-Its and Fritos? What's
are there
wrong
Cheez-Its
with you?
In there?
I yeah, like
there
it. Give I us like a classic Cheez-Its. Snack.
Can we get hammered a glass of orange
pass
juice?
Me that OJ.
Hi, what's your question out there?
Hello. Hello. If and when you eat hummus, are you a mixer where you mix around the extra condiments on the top, or do you just go at it and let the natural mixing happen?
Ooh.
I mix it up. Well, I get a real mixed in there.
I'm a Sabra girl. And so when we have those red little chilies at the top, I'll mix them around.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I feel like you got it.
Every time I have hummus, I'll start off by doing, every time I have it, I'll look to the people in the room and say, ooh, there's a hummus among us.
This is true. He does do this.
And then I'll just dip into it.
I mix it all up. Huh?
What are you tasting on? What are you taste testing on the end?
I got Hoppa Pops.
How is that?
Popped lotus seeds. I haven't tasted them yet. I'm going to say they suck.
Have a bite.
Gluten-free, soy-free, no trans fats. Mango habanero. Boo is right. High in the good stuff. That's what it says.
But just taking a bite.
They suck.
Wow.
Me? I love my bagel crisps. Now, the reason I chose these is because they're the most delectable thing in Chex Mix. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
When you see a bagel chip, why, you have a smile on the face. But when you see the brown ones, oh, no, no, what are those? Never seen them outside of Chex Mix. Anyway, these are good.
People brought us these New York-style bagel crisps in the everything varietal for the first show.
No, these are from the these were also in there.
The
Wait, were
they?
I
want the Korean barbecue chips.
They're from the other show.
I know, I want them still.
Have them after the show and say what you thought on social media. All right, Emma, do we have our last questioner?
Liz Zarovsky.
Where's Liz at? Are you with Liz?
I'm all the way in the back.
Hi, Liz.
Hey.
Hello.
Okay, so I personally have eaten a two-piece Popeye's chicken basket while driving. I want to know what the most impressive thing you've eaten is while driving.
First of all, are you from Chicago?
Yeah.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I want to know what you... I'm from Chicago, too. I like it.
I hate eating while driving. I don't like driving, period, and then eating is like another element to it that I'm just like, I got greasy hands on the wheel. I'm distracted. I just don't like that. So I usually will park my car if I'm driving and have to grab food to go. I'll usually park my car, eat my meal in my car, and then take off. Highest degree of difficulty while in motion, I think probably a veggie sandwich, just because those components were tumbling out of there. Like, that's a sandwich that's hard to keep intact. Uh-huh. It's got a lot of stuff in.
I've eaten a whole Domino's pizza on the road before.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Isn't it hot in your lap?
Huh?
Isn't it hot in your lap?
I'm not driving with anybody while I'm eating a Domino's pizza. It's in the fucking passenger seat, Woo. Buckled in.
Wow.
Woo!
Safety. I ate a whole Domino's pizza on the way to the airport for this tour.
We might not have Domino's on the East Coast. I better get one last one.
When I'm driving, I don't eat much, but the other drivers eat my dust. Woo!
Woo! These are so hard, these white rabbit candies. Mm. It says creamy candy. It's so hard.
Epitaph.
I have gotten like containers of tuna, okay?
Oh, boy.
From Lassen's, which I know is maybe not a good company. It's in L.A. Maybe it's not a good grocery store. But I've gotten containers of tuna and forgotten the utensils and just scooped straight tuna from my hands into my mouth while driving.
Jesus Christ. Like a mermaid. A mermaid would do that.
Yeah, kind of like a mermaid.
Hanford, anything come to mind?
I, at one time on a going from Los Feliz to Santa Monica for an audition, I dressed and ate an entire turkey myself.
It was Thanksgiving Day, so it wasn't that weird.
You had an audition on Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was for a...
turkey Thanksgiving movie?
Yeah. For the next year.
Any other thoughts on the snacks that we've gotten from the snack stack?
I can rank them for you.
Yes.
Snack of the New York bagel chips.
Yes, they are. That's
Whack are the minion things.
Whack.
Boo.
Whack is the Hoppa Pops. Mm. Actually, a snack to the white rabbits. They're very hard to eat.
Wow. Wait, was that it? Was there a fifth one? What about Hanford's weird nuts that he picked?
Oh, a snack.
No one tried them.
It's rocks.
A snack to the weird nuts. I like them.
Wow, how about that?
They're not weird. They're chocolate on an almond.
Well, friend, you must admit, this does not show up on a tree.
When your mom visits New York and is like, edamame? A hot pea? Like,
guys, that's tonight's show. Yay! Mike Hanford. Paul Rust. Fran Gillespie. You Song and Emma. Until next time, for the Spoonman, Mike Mitchell, I'm Nick Weiger, the Dairy Dude. Happy eating.
See you in New York. Thank you.
Sources for this week's intro include White Castle Rolls Dice with Movie Roll from the Chicago Tribune. Review, Harold and Kumar, by Roger Ebert. Cal Penn, Hungry for Success from Teen Tribute. The White Castle Story, The Birth of Fast Food and the Burger Revolution by Ashley Keeler. The Untold Truth of White Castle by Joel Stice. And the White Castle website. Full list of sources available in the episode description.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.